This is the Top 25 Rundown, and here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. My name is Alan West. Before I get into our show for the Top 25 Rundown, wanted to extend my personal thoughts, prayers, and condolences to the University of Virginia over the senseless tragedy that happened on Sunday. It's unthinkable. I know that UVA, it's got to be tough, and we'll be thinking about them, and we understand about them canceling the game against Coastal Carolina, and if they don't do the Commonwealth rivalry game in 2 weeks, but let's just hope that everyone's able to keep going. But that's just such a senseless tragedy that happened this last weekend. This is the Top 25 Rundown presented by the Sportscast. Today is November 16, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, Play Sportscast. Visit us on thesportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Once again, my name is Alan West. I'm doing an earlier podcast today. Last week, me and Tyler had recorded a podcast, but when I finished it, I realized it hadn't gone live, so I apologize about that. That's why I'm doing this one early. So what I'm going to do is we're going to do some college football today. We're also going to go into men and women's college basketball, and you have the NCAA men's soccer tournament that's going on starting on Thursday. So we're going to see how that goes. We're going to just run through the different scores for that and also take a look at some of the analytics for Week 12 in college football and see how that goes. For Week 11 in Top 25, Ohio State beat Indiana 56-14. LSU beat Arkansas 13-10. Number 5, Tennessee blasted Missouri 66-24. Notre Dame beat Navy 35-32, scoring all 35 of their points in the first half. Illinois lost to Purdue 31-24. Vanderbilt upset Kentucky 24-21 to get their first SEC win in over 2 years. Alabama in a slugfest beat Ole Miss 30-24. Boston College beat NC State 21-20. Clemson beat Louisville 31-16. Penn State shut out Maryland 30-0. Michigan beat Nebraska 34-3. UCF beat Tulane 38-31. Kansas State beat Baylor 31-3. Georgia beat Mississippi State 45-19. Oregon was upset by Washington 37-34, and that was a game that when me and Tyler did our picks, we both thought Oregon was going to win, and that was a huge upset. One of the few times that Oregon has lost to Autzen Stadium in over, I believe Tyler said it was about 8 years. So we're going to see what happens with that. TCU upset Texas 17-10. North Carolina held off Wake Forest 36-34. Florida State beat Syracuse 38-3. Utah beat Stanford 42-7. Arizona upset UCLA 34-28. And rounding out the top 25, Colorado upset USC. My apologies. USC beat Colorado 55-17. So that rounds out the Week 11 scores. For Week 12 in the top 25, you have Number 21, Tulane playing SMU on Tuesday, with the over-under being 65 and Tulane negative 3.5. I believe Tulane is going to win this game and cover, but I think it's going to be under. UCF is playing Navy, and the analytics for it says it's over under 53 points. UCF is a negative 16.5 in this game. The way Gus Malzahn has UCF playing, I believe that they're going to cover, and they're going to go over even against Navy. This hasn't been Navy's year this year. Alabama's playing Austin Peay, and they haven't put the odds out for that, but whatever the odds are, I would say Alabama's probably going to get the over, and they should cover. Illinois is playing Michigan, and the over-under is 41 points, and Michigan is negative 18, so I'm still going to pick the over for that game, and I don't think Michigan's going to cover in this game. Another game that rounds out Saturday at 12, number 4, TCU plays Baylor, and it's over under 58, and Baylor is a 2.5-point favorite. I believe this game is going to be a complete shootout. I believe it's going to be over, and I do hope that Baylor does pull off the upset and ends TCU's perfect season. I would say it's going to be more of a 56-49 Baylor. Florida State is playing Louisville, with the over-under at 52. Florida State is negative 24. I believe, or they're playing Louisiana at the Raging Cajuns. So, Florida State, I believe, take the over, and they should cover that game. Kansas State is playing West Virginia. The over-under is 54.5, and West Virginia is a 7.5-point favorite. I would choose, my pick is going to be Kansas State. I believe it's going to be over. I do think West Virginia may cover. Oregon State plays Arizona State. The over-under is 54 points. Arizona State is an 8-point favorite. I would pick Oregon State. I think it's going to be under. I do think Arizona State will cover. Notre Dame plays Boston College. The over-under there is 43.5, and Notre Dame's negative 21 in that game. I believe it's going to be over. I don't believe Notre Dame is going to cover, though. Clemson plays Miami at Clemson, so that should be a good game. The over-under is 48. Clemson is negative 19 in that game. I do believe Clemson's going to win this game, but I think it's going to be close. So I do think it's going to be over, but Clemson I don't believe is going to cover. North Carolina State's playing Louisville. Over-under is 45. Louisville is a negative 4-point favorite. I think take North Carolina State to over, and I believe that they will get the win, so they should cover. Ohio State is playing Maryland. Over-under is 63 points. And they have Maryland at 27.5 points cover. Ohio State, I'm going to pick the over, and I think that they're going to cover. Penn State is playing Rutgers. Over-under is 45, and he got 19 points for covering, which I think that's too high. I do think Penn State's going to win in the over. Then Georgia is playing Kentucky with over-under 49 points, and Kentucky is plus 22.5. I'm going to take the over with Georgia, but I think the 22.5 is too much. So we'll see what happens in that game. Number 25, Cincinnati is playing Temple. And it's over under 51 points, and they have Temple as a 17-point favorite. I'm going to pick Cincinnati. I will take the over, and I think they will cover. Georgia Tech and North Carolina. North Carolina is down by 3 touchdowns in the odds. I think this game is going to be a shootout because, unfortunately, North Carolina, their defense is not showing up in the games. So I will pick the over for the points, but I don't think that's going to be a cover. Tennessee is going to have a good game against South Carolina on Sunday with the over-under being 66 points and South Carolina being a 21.5-point favorite. I'm going to pick Tennessee, the over, and I think that they're going to cover that points difference. Ole Miss plays Arkansas. The over-under is 64 points. Arkansas is a 2.5-point favorite. I would love to see Arkansas win this game, but I think Ole Miss is going to win the game, go over, and I think they're going to cover. And, of course, you finally have Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. You got an over of 66 points, and Oklahoma is a negative 7.5. This game is going to be a shootout, so it's definitely going to go over. I do think Oklahoma State's going to win. I do think they'll cover, but it's going to be, at times, a little bit more ugly than people expect. Primetime on Saturday night, you have USC and UCLA. Over and under is 76, and UCLA is a 2.5 favorite. As much as I like seeing a lot of points scored, I don't think that it's going to be the slugfest like that, so I think I'm going to pick the under. I think UCLA will cover the points, but I think USC is going to win. Colorado is playing Washington fresh off their upset of UCLA. The over-under is 64, and Washington negative 31. I believe Washington's going to beat Colorado. I will take the over, but I think 31 points is too much to cover. UAB is going to play LSU. The over-under is 52.5 points, and LSU is negative 14.5. I think LSU is just going to blow them out. So I picked the over, and I think they will go over 14.5 points. And the last game for the top 25 is Utah and Oregon. It's going to most likely, I would say, is going to be a precursor to the Pac-12 title game. So the over-under is 63, Oregon is minus 2.5. I'm going to pick Oregon. I believe they're going to do the over. And I think they're going to cover. So that's going to round out the top 25 for football this week. Moving on to men's soccer. You have the NCAA tournament starting on Thursday. And for the first round, you have Georgetown against Navy, North Carolina against High Point, Denver against San Diego, Creighton against Missouri State, Elon against Marshall, Maryland against Farley Dickinson, New Hampshire against Seton Hall, Wake Forest against Ohio State, Louisville against Western Michigan, Pennsylvania against Rutgers, Pittsburgh against Cleveland State, South Florida against Hofstra, Vermont against Quinnipiac, St. Louis against Memphis, UCLA against California Baptist, and rounding out the last game is Portland against UC Riverside. So that's the first round of the NCAA Men's Soccer Tournament. We're going to see how that goes and be able to update you with the next round or the round after that scores when we do the next Top 25 Rundown. In women's college basketball, it's already been a struggle for a few teams in the top 25. One of them, since his last poll came out, Tennessee, they lost to Ohio State for their opener. They just played Indiana earlier this week, and they lost to them. So even though we have them at number 11 or number 12, they're going to probably drop to number 20. Right now, the standings in the coaches' poll, you have South Carolina number 1, Stanford number 2, UConn number 3, Louisville number 4, Texas number 5, Iowa number 6, NC State number 7, Iowa State number 8, Indiana number 9, Ohio State number 10, Notre Dame number 11, Tennessee number 12, North Carolina number 13, Virginia Tech number 14, number 15 LSU, number 16 Oklahoma, number 17 Baylor, number 18 Arizona, number 19, Oregon, number 20, Creighton, number 21, Maryland, number 22, Nebraska, number 23, Michigan, number 24, Utah, and number 25, Florida Gulf Coast. Whereas in the AP top 25, you have South Carolina number 1, Stanford number 2, Texas number 3, Iowa number 4, UConn number 5, Louisville number 6, Iowa State number 7, Ohio State number 8, Notre Dame number 9, NC State number 10, Tennessee number 11, Indiana number 12, North Carolina number 13, Virginia Tech number 14, LSU number 15, Oklahoma number 16, Baylor number 17, Arizona number 18, Maryland number 19, Creighton number 20, Oregon number 21, Nebraska number 22, Michigan number 23, Villanova number 24, and Utah number 25. So between both of them, a lot of the teams are ranked, just a few in a few different positions. So it really just will depend on how some of the games round out this weekend. We've already had some great games to start out the year. And it's just going to depend on not only how the games go this weekend, but how different the scores are going to be and which teams are going to start to make a difference and set up how when March Madness comes up, depending on what seed they're going to be with bracketology. Moving on to men's basketball. There have been a few good games, including the Veterans Classic, the Military Classic that happened against Gonzaga and Michigan State, where Gonzaga pulled off a 2-point win on top of the aircraft carrier, and it was a very close game. And then we also had the Champions Classic that just happened yesterday, the day before, where Duke was able to actually, on Tuesday, we had a lot of matchups where North Carolina beat Gardner-Webb, Michigan State beat Kentucky. The first game, North Carolina won 72-66. Michigan State beat Kentucky in two overtimes, 86-77. Duke actually lost to Kansas, 69-64. Winthrop lost to Auburn, 89-65. Number 17, San Diego State beat Stanford, 74-62. Number 18, Alabama beat South Alabama, 65-55. UNLV upset number 21, Dayton, 60-52. Number 25, UConn beat Buffalo 84-64. And when we're looking at the rankings right now, in both polls, they have the top four being North Carolina, Gonzaga, Houston, and Kentucky. And then after that, you have Baylor and Kansas either at 5 or 6. Then in AP 25, you have Duke at number 7 whereas in the coaches, you have UCLA. So they're switching spots in both polls. And you have Arkansas and Creighton either at 9 or 10. You have Texas at 11. And then you have Indiana number 12, Auburn number 13, Arizona number 14, TCU number 15, Virginia number 16, San Diego State number 17, Alabama number 18, Illinois number 19, Michigan number 20, Dayton number 21, Tennessee number 22, Texas Tech number 23, Texas A&M number 24, UConn number 25. That rounds out the AP top 25. Whereas in the coaches poll, Arizona's number 12, Indiana's number 13, Virginia's number 14, Auburn's number 15, Alabama's number 16, Tennessee's number 17, TCU's number 18, San Diego State's number 19, Illinois' number 20, Michigan's number 21, Texas Tech's number 22, Dayton's number 23, Purdue's number 24, and Michigan State is number 25. Now, this is the beginning of the year, so things are going to change a lot, and it's not going to be the same, but in a few weeks, we're going to start to see bracketology and how the NCAA tournament is going to be set up, which teams are going to have one seeds all the way down to 16 seeds besides the different conference champions. So it's nice to see how some teams are already starting to pull away or make themselves be prepared to enjoy a successful season. Although, as we know, within any sport and with any game, it can change. And that's part of the reason why March Madness is always so much fun. And it's just like for college football, how the playoff on that is and how we have, thanks to the rankings, with the college football playoff that were just released, you have Georgia at number one, Ohio State at number two, Michigan at number three, TCU at number four, Tennessee number five, LSU number six, USC number seven, Alabama number eight, Clemson is number nine, Utah is number 10, Penn State is number 11, Oregon's number 12, North Carolina is number 13, Ole Miss is number 14, Kansas State's number 15, UCLA is number 16, Washington's number 17, Notre Dame's number 18, Florida State's number 19, UCF is number 20, Tulane's number 21, Oklahoma State's number 22, Oregon State's number 23, NC State's number 24, and Cincinnati rounds out the top 25. So we're getting ready to go into rivalry games the week after next, so we're going to see how it goes today, this weekend, and hopefully by next weekend we're going to see what games are going to set us up for the different conference champions. Will it be Clemson against North Carolina, or could it be Wake Forest? For the Big Ten, is it going to be Ohio State of Michigan against Wisconsin, or will it be a different team? For the Pac-12, is it going to be Oregon against Utah, or USC or UCLA, just depending on how it goes? And for the SEC, is Alabama going to be able to make it back to the title game for a rematch against Georgia? Or is it going to be someone like LSU who's going to be able to come back and just surprise people and show that, like Tyler has said multiple times, Brian Kelly is a very good coach, and because of how things were at Notre Dame, he wasn't able to show how quality of a coach he was. We're going to see what happens for that, and I'm curious for that. And also, next week is going to be a huge week because it's rivalry week. Once again, though, the tragedy that happened at UVA with the former football player and with what he did to his three former teammates. No one will know. No one will understand, but I just pray for the families and how they're going to just keep moving on and it's just a horrible tragedy. Junior receiver Lavelle Davis Jr. of Dorchester, South Carolina. Junior defensive end / linebacker Deshaun Perry of Miami. And Cavaliers receiver Devin Chandler were the three people that unfortunately lost their lives. It just shows that while football is an amazing sport, it's not always going to be the most important thing for everybody. That's why for the top 25, my goal is to make sure that we look at different sports, we're able to talk about different rankings, but also look at different teams. That's about all the time we have for today, but if you want to see about World Cup footage, Santiago Leon has setting up a podcast where they will be talking about World Cup information every day. We also have the Jersey Boys coming on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with Victor and well, Victor's the one who's going to be the loudest, and he'll make sure that his opinions are known, and we will see if how they're going to feel after the Eagles lost to the Commanders. So we'll keep track of that among all the other different sports. You can find me at alan.west.46 on Instagram, and you can follow us on Twitter at @thesportscast1 and visit us on our website, thesportscast.net. Make sure to check out our show schedule throughout the week. This is Alan West. Have a great night and take care.